It's Thursday, the 11th of April, and I am Leonard Vidbian with your 7am news bulletin. As the University of Namibia holds its graduation ceremony, heralding the entry of numerous new graduates into the job market, attention turns to addressing Namibia's high unemployment rate. Seeking insights, we reached out to local labour expert Herbert Jouch to explore potential measures to tackle this pressing issue.
To really fundamentally address the problem, we need to look at the structure of our economy. And at this point in time, it's still very much the colonial structure of exporting raw materials and importing most consumer goods. If we maintain such a structure of the economy, with manufacturing accounting for, I think, just 6% of employment, we will never be able to solve that problem. So what we need to do is we need to intervene deliberately to change that structure around and to systematically produce more goods and services inside the country.
World Tuberculosis Day is celebrated to raise public awareness about the devastating health, social and economic consequences of TB and to step up efforts to end the global TB epidemic. This year the theme is Yes, We Can End TB. Here is the Minister of Health and Social Services, Dr. Kalumbi Shangula.
TB is a big worldwide disease problem. The good thing is that TB is preventable and it can also be cured. So my message is that people must know about TB as a disease. And immediately if one is diagnosed with TB, one needs to get to the hospital, receive the appropriate treatment, comply with the treatment directives, and will be cured. It should not be stigmatized. People who are having TB should not be rejected because they are human beings with human rights.
Political analyst Ndumba Kamwanya dissects the intricacies surrounding the journey of bills through Parliament, shedding light on the multifaceted reasons behind the often prolonged process of legislation.
Remember that we have parliamentarians that are also ministers, so sometimes they have to divide their time either to do the ministerial functions or go into Parliament. So all those are the factors that are hampering or have been hampering the process of lawmaking speed.
Find the full interview on futuremedianews.com.na. Former South African President Jacob Zuma's pursuit of private prosecution against President Cyril Ramaphosa unfolds at the High Court in Johannesburg today. Zuma accuses Ramaphosa of complicity in another private prosecution involving state prosecutor Billy Downer and journalist Karen Mohan. The Jacob Zuma Foundation anticipates Zuma's personal attendance to provide updates on appeals related to the summons served on Ramaphosa in December 2022. Notably, the High Court overturned Zuma's prior private prosecution of Ramaphosa last year, ruling it unlawful and unconstitutional. Iran is primed to launch significant missile or drone strikes against the Israeli government and military facilities, according to United States President Joseph Biden. He gave the warning at a press conference alongside Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at the White House, where Benji Haya reports from.
Just hours before Joe Biden's statement, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei reiterated his promise to retaliate following a deadly blast on Iran's consulate in the Syrian capital of Damascus last week. It killed senior Iranian military officials, and Iran blames Israel for the attack. Benji Haya, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.